Braves and Giants. Matt Cain squaring off against Jaime Garcia. We'll take it to the top of the first. Matt Cain on the hill.
And a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. And he threw him a fastball over the outside corner. And Dansby took it for strike three. Straw came out inside corner, and Ender didn't think much of Jerry Davis' strike zone on that one. And Garcia just struck him out looking. And Huntley chased one in the dirt.
Fastball grounded slowly toward third. The pickup by Ruiz. The throw in time, and that'll do it. And that will get Jaime Garcia to the plate.
No balls in his strike. Sharply hit and through a base hit. They're going to wave flowers. Belt loads up. Here comes his throw. It is up the line. It hits the base runner. One run scores. Here comes Dansby. He's going to try. He's in the back door. And Atlanta leads by two. So Atlanta's one out away from their first shutout of an opponent this year. Another 2-2. Swing and a miss. That's your ball game. The Braves have shut out the Giants by a final score of 2-0.
Giants lose their fourth straight game. Jaime Garcia gets the win, 6 2/3, 4 hits, no runs, and 5 strikeouts. Matt Cain drops to 3-3. Brian Snitker and the Braves able to pull it off against the Giants on Friday as they win 2-0. Here's Snitker on the victory.
Like, well, you know, we talked about earlier, it's kind of, I expect that out of him. I mean, you know, with this stuff, and, you know, he's really good last time out, and he was good in Toronto. You know, that start also. So it's good to see him coming around and you know, banging a strike zone like that. So it's really good. No, I just don't want to take him out of the game when he can cover more innings. I keep thinking about that. You know, he beat us 2-1 with a RBI single in St. Louis last year. And he's a good hitter. You know, I mean, that's big right there. But, you know, just kind of prepared to let him stay out there. And as long as he kept throwing up zeros, let him keep pitching. Yeah, they're you know, gassed up good. Yeah. I mean, it was good to get, I'm sure, for all them guys. Jose probably couldn't wait to get back out there. And you know, like I say, Viz and JJ have been really good.
Jaime Garcia improves to 2-3 after the Braves' 2-0 win against the Giants. Here's Garcia on the game.
That's a big key for me, you know, being able to control the count and keep the ball on the ground. That's what I try to do. Get those quick outs and quick innings. And I was able to do that tonight when I needed him. That's the goal every single time.
A couple of things went against you, kind of tough luck plays in the infield, that kind of thing, but you seemed tonight determined, or you kept your poise and got out of those innings. Pretty big jam there.
Yeah, no, the defense did a great job behind me. It's a couple tough plays. That's exactly what I try to do when I'm out there on the mound. Regardless of what happens behind me, I gotta execute the next pitch, and you know, until they take me out of the game. And I was able to do that tonight.
You rewarded the manager for leaving you in to hit when he could have pinch hit so many times ahead.
Yeah, no, I was glad he let me in. It worked out. Their pitcher was doing a great job. He was pitching great, Cain, and just got a good fastball in the middle of the plate, and you know, was able to do some damage with it.
Series continues Saturday night. Mike Foltynewicz gets the start for the Braves. Ty Block goes for the Giants.